Do you remember what happened when Jonah went to Nineveh the second time? Well, he did what God told him to do. He called upon the people to repent. And we read that the people responded to his preaching. They put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them. The king himself covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. He even ordered the animals in the city to be covered with sackcloth. And the Bible says God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Sackcloth and ashes, signs of repentance. Jesus would have liked to see the cities where he did his miracles repent in sackcloth and ashes. But he had to say to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." Today is known as Ash Wednesday. And the ashes are to remind us that Lent has begun. And for many, many years, Lent has been commemorated by Christians as a time of repentance. Way back in the early days of the church, Athanasius, the Egyptian leader of the Christians, wrote a letter every year telling the people in his area when Lent would begin and that they should repent of their sins and think about how their sins were taken away in the sufferings and death of Jesus Christ and his glorious resurrection. Well, as we continue our study of the history of the kings of Judah, we realize that after the death of King Josiah, there is that one thing lacking, that is repentance. There should have been sackcloth and ashes in Judah after the death of Josiah, but that's not what happened. This is what we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 36. "Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. But Jehoahaz was not like his father. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the king of Egypt, Pharaoh Necho, the very one that Josiah had foolishly attacked, took Jehoahaz and led him and carried him off to Egypt. Jehoahaz was king for only 3 months, and then he went to Egypt, and that's where he died. And the prophet Jeremiah said to the people that they should not expect Jehoahaz to return. Jeremiah wrote, 'He shall return no more, nor see his native country. He shall die in the place where they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more.' And then Pharaoh Necho put another son of Josiah on the throne in Jerusalem, Jehoahaz's brother Jehoiakim. But he too was not like his father Josiah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now he lasted for 11 years, but he did not accomplish anything good during that time. The prophet Jeremiah said to him, 'Your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, for shedding innocent blood and practicing oppression and violence.' And Jeremiah foretold, 'He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem.' In fact, the Bible tells us that Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came up against Jehoiakim and bound him in bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried off some of the articles from the house of the Lord to Babylon, put them in his temple at Babylon, You can see that the end of the kingdom of Judah is close at hand, but there's no sackcloth, there are no ashes, no repentance. There's nothing about repentance in this section of Scripture. The words of the prophet Jeremiah were there. He wished for repentance. He called on the people to repent. But he had to say, "Thus says the Lord, they hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, 'What have I done?' They have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush." God wants us to do some blushing. That is, he wants us to recognize our sins against him. He wants us to realize our shame and guilt. Now, we say the words at church quite often about having sinned against our God in thought, word, and deed. We even say that we have deserved his temporal and eternal punishment. But we don't want those words to be just words. We want our hearts and minds to recognize the truth of those words, that we really have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed, that we have grieved him by our sins, that we should repent in sackcloth and ashes, at least the repentance. Now, what should we do about this? Well, it is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent. It is the season of repentance. That's what those purple cloths are intended to represent, the color of repentance. So we need to remember again how guilty we really are, how far short of God's standard we have come in our lives, how many failures there are in our lives to do what God wants us to do. And then, in our grief and shame and repentance, we can be so very, very happy as we recall the sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he took that sin of ours upon himself on the cross, and then how he rose in triumphant resurrection on the third day, all our sins taken away. Let us sing hymn number 440, stanzas 4 and 5.